Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Courtney Tripp with Ruby Sets of Views. We are back to talk days like we always are. A lot's been going on this past week. A pretty big roller coaster ride for a lot of the different fan bases because there's so much going on and the vets are on their way back and here comes day 50th. So we are going to try to cover everything that happened this last week. There's just been so much going on. It's just mind-blowing. And I'm really excited for the other fan bases because they get to have their votes back. And I know that's not this week, but we're in the process of unraveling what's happened to Bo. And hopefully, you know, Bo and Hope will get some good airtime and there's no telling where that story will go, but we shall see. And before I get started and anything going on this last week and what's coming up, blah, 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 if you want to call in, the guest call in is 646-929-1538. Love when you guys call and vent about your favorite storylines or lack thereof. It's been a roller coaster ride over the last few years, I think, for all days fans, and they are promising that you guys will have, you know, this show that you've wanted back for so long. And I know that the vets are what going to are something that's going to draw you back in. And some of you don't even care, you know, because you have an investment in other storylines that aren't going anywhere. And I understand that, and they understand that, and they know that they can't please everybody, but I think this is their version of attempting that. So in this last week, like I said, we've seen a lot of Kayla and Steve, and of course, you know, the new troubled teen in town kind of thing. He got kicked out of boarding school, which is a big thing on days. And so we're seeing a lot of interactions with Steve and Kayla and push and pull kind of a thing. We know that's going to go somewhere. And I know that Steve and Kayla fans are super excited to even have that opportunity, and I'm happy for you. And you can definitely see that Kayla's having a hard time with Steve being there, especially with him professing that he wants to make things work with her. And you can definitely see that she's having an issue with saying no to that. But, of course, it's in her genes to kind of put a halt to everything and act as if it doesn't matter or that it's over and it's really not for her. And so we know that that story is going to unravel. And I think that, honestly, that it's going to be an enjoyable ride. I've enjoyed their interaction so far. And I know that people that have been watching for years, many more years than I have, that have experienced Steve and Kayla are much more, even more excited than I am. But I am super excited all the same to be able to see what goes on with the two of them. Obviously, we've just had the death of Serena take place, and that's a big story. Salem is shaking up over that. Everybody thinks that it's Chad. I am convinced that it's not, and obviously it is a setup. I mean, clearly it is a setup, and we, you know, for those of us that read spoilers and keep up and everything, we know that Chad is being set up. So Chad may or may not, I don't know, have killed Serena, but I don't think he did. Obviously, even though Eric had his issues with Serena because of her lies and everything like that, just like he did with Lee shaking up with her death, and he's not going to act appropriately where her death was concerned. And, of course, where Chad is concerned with him being a main suspect in the case because he was the last one to see her, quote-unquote. Of course, Rafe is back in the force. Roman put him back into the Salem PD. And so he's kind of on an arrogant streak. And I think that he's a little bit biased in terms of going after the Damaris just because it's something that he's been trying to do for a long time and he's never been able to succeed. But he's full-blown, full steam ahead after Chad over this murder. And, you know, it doesn't look good on his part, clearly, but it's a good setup. So Rafe is after him and is wanting to have him, you know, confess or slip up or something like that. And right now he's just not able to do that. But now that Abe is working as the interim mayor, Justin has stepped up to be the DA. Now, with, you know, Rafe he does have an honest streak in his body, but he has an arrogant one at the same time. So he's struggling with the fact that he wants to nail Chad to the wall, but he can't without more evidence. But Justin is like, no, absolutely, let's just nail him to the wall, let's prosecute, let's press charges kind of thing. And Abe's standing over here going, this isn't like you. I don't know what's going on with you, but you know, Chad is a decent guy. He's mixed up. He's got his issues, but he's a good guy overall. And I know that Chad is you can see the inner turmoil that he has over this because he really doesn't know where he was. He doesn't remember a good portion of that night. And, you know, in a realistic sense, whenever you get that blackout drunk, it is very, very scary. And you think to yourself, what did I do? You know, kind of a thing. How did I even get home? If you're stupid enough to drink and drive, don't do that. Instead, you know, he's going, well, did I do it? Kind of a thing. And, of course, here comes Daddy saying, well, let's work on it, make it work, kind of a thing, and we'll figure it out together. So right now they are still pushing to prove that Chad did it. Now, Abigail doesn't think he did it. Now, is that something that she really wants to say out loud? No, not really, because she doesn't want to upset Ben. And I'm still convinced that Ben is the one that that killed Serena. I think he's the Salem killer. Now, only because of his behavior, that may be a way to kind of throw us off. But he may be the obvious person to set him up. So maybe he's not. I've heard other people say different things. Some of it I agree with, some of it I don't. So I'm just not really sure. I'm putting my money on Ben. I'm not 100% sure, though. So now that Aiden has proposed to Hope, there's a lot of issues in the family over that. Caroline does not like the idea because, obviously, clearly she loves Bo, and she thinks Hope and Bo need to work it out kind of thing, but Bo's absent, and this is where Steve is under the impression that something has happened to him, and he goes to Victor and he says, where is he? What's he doing kind of a thing? And we know that Victor, I would think he would know. And from the 50th anniversary promo, we have been let know that Bo is, in fact, in the custody of somebody that he doesn't want to be in the custody of. So, we'll obviously, that'll all unfold in the fall, and we will figure out what exactly happened. Obviously, he's been kidnapped. Caroline has all these issues. Maggie wants Hope to be happy. Victor is unsupportive. And Aiden has all these secrets. So, and these are things that Hope doesn't really know. But, you know, the end of Hayden is coming. So obviously that's not something we're, you know, boat fans are going to have to worry about. But we'll just have to see. Because there is main characters going to be killed off. And I'm not too sure who they're going to kill off at this point. I've got theories. I've talked to some people and they've given me their theories. Some people have told me that they've got confirmed sources telling them this. And I'm like, we'll see about that. But as of right now, Hope and Aiden, future tense, will be no more. He'll be gone. Now, although that she has all these people in her life telling her, hey, this is probably not a good idea, with new teenage Tierra coming in the mix, she tells Mommy she approves. So Hope decides that she is going to marry him. Now, obviously, like I said, it's going to be short-lived, but, you know, it's something that you'll just have to ride out and have to see how it ends because we've got a lot of exits and we've got a lot of people coming back and we just don't even know half of what's going to happen with some of these people. So now, obviously, Jen and Eve still have their issues and JJ and Paige. And now, this is something public that I've read. Now, I know people have said that it's confirmed. Don't go with that whole thing. I just don't. Until I actually read it somewhere or one of my sources says yes, they're trying to say that Paige will be killed off. I'm like, that's not the impression that I'm left with. Whenever I look into things and whenever I've talked to some people, they're like, no. But then other people said, yeah. So I'm like, No, I'm not really convinced of that quite yet. And this is, like I said, this is a story that I have not emotionally invested in at any point. The only time that I was really digging it was when JJ and Eve were bumping nasties. And obviously that's over. And now Eve is just being crazy. Now, I was left feeling like something's going to go down between Justin and Eve, because whenever they were sitting together and flirting and all that kind of good crap right at the end of, I don't remember what episode it was, but they were talking about, I don't even know what they were talking about, but they were just, it was the way they were talking. And I'm like, oh, she was saying something about Adrian and him getting a divorce. And Justin goes, well, I'm kind of the cause of that. And he's like, ooh, have you been a bad boy kind of thing? And I'm like, oh, great. Here we go with that. So they're going to, there's no telling with this, what's going to happen with that. That might just be a passerby flirtation. But from what I've been left to understand, they will have something go on. I don't know. And with JJ, he was getting knocked out by Kyle and ended up, Clyde killed him. And now JJ has said, I'll do whatever you want. If you want me to be this, I'll be this. And Clyde says, don't think that I'm not going to take my eyes off of you. I know exactly what you're up to, and you're going to make me happy. And if you don't, obviously, as you can see, there are consequences whenever I'm displeased. This is what kills me about new characters. Whenever Clyde came into the picture, Pop was left. Now, let me tell you something funny. I've never told anybody this, but I actually have an uncle who has a lodge that's about 10, 15 minutes from Poplar Bluff. So whenever they had that that character reveal kind of thing where he was from, I'm like, you know, I understand that I reside in the southern United States, and I understand that, you know, there are rednecks. I just don't run in those kind of circles. That's just not the kind of people that we are. So it's really funny when people project the South. It's just this big cluster of ancestral bullcrap, but it's just not that way. It is in some parts, clearly, but I just thought that was a really funny side note. But whenever they said that, I just laughed. I went, okay, yeah, anyway. But that character has infuriated me since the day he showed up. And, you know, the fact that he was the cause of EJ's, quote-unquote, demise, and, you know, he's causing all this trouble in Salem, and he's untouchable and all kind of crap. I'm like, no, I'm not buying it, and I'm just waiting for somebody to off him, frankly. I think that he's somebody that just needs to go. He's not a good character. And I know that everybody says, you know, that you have to always have those characters that you love to hate. I don't particularly believe that's the case with this one. So hopefully somebody kills him off pretty quick, and preferably I like it to be Sammy. So, or Stefano, I don't really care. I'd prefer Sammy Boys brings out, but we'll see about that. Now, where Basic Black is concerned, we obviously have some people that are going to be fighting with that. We've got Kate, and we've got Teresa, and who else is going after it? Nicole. And so, it's going to be a cat fight, and kind of over here like, come on, Teresa, you know, kind of thing. Now, it's only because I'm just a really big Teresa fan. I always have been. And so we'll see what happens with all of that. I'm not 100% sure who's going to end up taking the cake on that, but we will definitely see. But Kate has finally got a brass pair and dumped Clyde, and that's good. So we'll see. You know, I just feel like Kate needs a little bit more of a story than anything to do with Clyde. Now, I know that she's, you know, she's over there taking all the stress of running the company and everything, and this is a real reason why I just want Sammy to be back and everything. And I'm really hoping now where Sammy's concerned with her return, there's not really been any talk about why she's back. Now, I know somebody had said something to do with Will. I don't know. I just don't know. Now, I've talked about this a million different times. Obviously, I think it has something to do with EJ. And, you know, her and Andre will have their issues, and we'll see what kind of turmoil comes from that. But obviously, she's back for some reason, and I don't know how long she's back. Now, there's been a lot of speculation about that, so we won't even get into that because it's just exhausting. Now, I think my favorite part of this last week has been John and Marlena. whenever they had all these flashbacks and all this stuff, it was the most beautiful thing I've ever witnessed. And I loved it so much. I actually got pretty teary-eyed over it. Now, when Hope and Aiden were, you know, being all fancy-smancy and dancing around, acting like they're important, I was like, let's just refrain from this. It's just too much for me. Now, I know some people enjoy it, but please, I'd like that when John and Marlena went down memory lane like they did. Oh, my God. It got to me. I don't know why. It just does. And, of course, the happiness can't last. Well, from what it seems. John got ISA orders to report out of town. Of course, Marlena's not taking it too well. But I am glad to see that they found common ground again, because that was getting really stupid. You know, when you break up a couple like that, it's just, it's not cool. It just doesn't work for me. I'm like, can we just make this work? Because it's heartbreaking. I had to deal with you, Jamie. Can we not do John and Marlena too? Oh, man. So it was a really rough week, and there was a lot going on. And so in future tense, we've got some stuff coming up. Sorry to break everybody's hearts, but Adrienne's going to decide to jump Lucas. Oops. She, I guess, wants to work things out with Justin. Why? I don't know. But she ends up, you know, that whole thing happens. And so then we're going to have a lot to do, a big thing with Bo will be back this coming week. And so we'll find out, you know, what the deal is. But he's being interrogated by all these different horrible people. And so we're not too sure. But he has some kind of information that they want. And, you know, that'll be a big basis of the week. But, of course, he vows that he's going to get home to his fancy face and everything's going to be wonderful and all that kind of crap. So, and it's not crap. Not crap. I swear. Not crap. Soap operas are wonderful. But then we end up seeing Eve one more time fall apart. And who's there to catch her? Justin. I knew it was coming. You know, I just knew it was coming as soon as I saw that scene. I knew it was coming. And I was like, oh, I just don't know how I feel about that. But her ex-husband's going to be back in town. Don't know who's playing him. Leaves me bewildered. But we have some pretty cool stuff besides that coming up. All of the girls that are going after Basic Black are, like, leaning on each other, which is just bizarre. You know, Kate's like, hey, Nicole. And Teresa's like, hey, Nicole. You know, everybody always don't know why everybody leans on Nicole. I just don't get that, because she's just not very bright, but people think she is. And it's kind of hilarious because she's always putting herself in a mess that she can't get out of. And it's just hilarious. And that should be a lot of fun to see those psychopaths even have a remote conversation about the weather, let alone anything else about business or whatever. So, I'm pretty excited about the coming week. The only thing I'm not excited about is the fact that I don't know if James Scott is coming back, and I'm never, ever going to be able to get off that subject until he does. So we'll have to see. And obviously, you know, Sean D and Belle will be back, and there's a lot of vets returning, and there's more that have been unannounced that we don't know about yet. We just know some of them will be coming back earlier in 2016. So the returns are not over at all. Not all of them have been announced. Exciting. I just personally would like it if Austin and Carrie would come back. I mean, Austin can stay in Switzerland or wherever the hell they went. I would really like it if Carrie and Rafe would hook back up, because I really like that pair. I've had lots of speculations about who all is coming back. And when you say vet, I go, well, what do you mean by vet? I don't really know what you mean by that. Hint, hint, James Scott, hint, hint. So it's going to be a pretty exciting few weeks, maybe. I'm making a promise I don't know if I can keep. But, I had taken a break. You know, I had said that I had taken a break from everything. And, you know, when I turned it back on, you get that overwhelming sensation that you just missed out and you haven't seen your family. It's like the holidays almost. But man, it just feels like there's just something. It's almost like a death in the family. You go to Christmas and it's awesome to be with the people that you do have, but it's not the same. There's that missing link in the whole chain. And I just don't know if I'll ever get over that until something comes of it. Now, people that I've talked to have said to me, you know, I don't want to hear anything about e-jamming or EJ or any of that. If it isn't shown that James is actually going to come on screen, I don't even care. That's not my attitude. My attitude is that as long as I hear that EJ is alive, it makes me feel better about that horrible few days where he died and Sammy grieved. It's like, you know, I think that's what holds me back from investing in it. I also find it hard to invest back in days, not because I don't love the show. I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings, you know. And I have some friends over at NBC, and, you know, a couple of the actors I've spoken with, and, you know, I've always shown support to them. But the thing is my niche with soap reviewing, obviously through Jamie. But I also found love for the other characters as well. So I'm hoping that Day 50th can bring some people back. I'm hoping that energy, that dynamic is back, and I'm hoping that the right people come back, and I hope that they can make some fixes to some of the things that have happened over the last few months, last year. I'm hoping for those things. I want to see Day succeed. I don't want to watch them plummet, and I don't think they're plummeting. I think they've made some good choices. But you need to make a little bit more choices that I find to be better. And not just me. You know, it's not just about what I want, clearly. I'm one person in a million. So whenever I talk to the fans, and it's not as – they're not as upset as they used to be. Because whenever the whole thing with e-jamming went down and they left, I continued to review for a while, and people said – really? You're going to stick around when you said you were leaving? Well, honey, you know, sometimes we say things and we're upset and then we give it a try because, you know, we have other family too. And it's not just about the Jamie, you know? It's about the Wilson fans. It's about the Brady fans. It's about the Jarlena fans and the Vogt fans. It's not everybody. It's about Dave's fans. It's about soap fans in general. I want all of you to be happy, obviously. You know, the writers and producers and everything over at NBC and at Dave's understand that they can't make everybody happy, but they know what the majority says. And we won't even say what the majority says because we say what the majority says. And there's no point in even rehashing it, right? Right. So, week will be killer. Like I said, Bo will be back and we'll start unraveling all of that. So, that'll be a lot of fun. And obviously, you'll be happy. Some of you won't. And we'll just have to go from there. Everyday process. And I am excited. I am excited for what could happen. Now, I just don't trust these writers to make me happy, to make the Jamie fans happy, or any of the fans happy. I'm used to disappointment. Now, I don't want to be a negative Nancy. I do want to have a better outlook than that. So let's kind of stick it out and remain positive, right? Okay, cool. So next Sunday, we will discuss this coming up week and hopefully fun things to talk about. I'm pretty excited about it. You know, life is good in the soap world. You know, 50 years. Come on, guys. That's awesome. Let's be positive. Everybody's like, Courtney's being positive. Do you hear her? She's being positive. What's up with that? Well, I'm trying it on for size. Let's just see what happens. Okay, give it a few weeks, Sammy returns, we'll see what happens. And, you know, if something crappy happens and I'm not happy about it, you know you'll hear about it. But until then, let's put on a brave face and enjoy what we can. I got all emotional just hearing Chad say EJ Sammy the other day. I'm like, oh, God, his name, you said it, recognition. It killed me. It really did. I just want to see his beautiful face back on screen again. I just don't know if it's ever going to happen. But here's to hoping. Fingers crossed. So next week, like I said, Sunday, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. For those of you that don't know time zones, don't feel bad. It took me a long time to catch on. Whenever I got in this business, people would say, okay, Courtney, we'll see Eastern Time. What? What is that? You know? And it wasn't that I didn't know what it was. It was that I had just never called somebody at their time zone before. I always just stuck to mine. Or Pacific Standard Time was one that I was fine with, but Eastern, for some reason, I had trouble with. And so I was always constantly, you know, if I was hosting with another person or a group of people as a guest host, I would have to go around everybody else. It was exhausting. So 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Be sure to follow on Twitter. I'm doing kind of like a following spree. I want to connect with more people. I love the people that I'm connected with now, but I want to connect with more of you. And I do want to try to get into, I've always been saying this for the past, like, 2 years, I really want to get in to Golden and Beautiful and General Hospital. It's just really tough when you're so far behind. But I want to get to know you guys as fans, and obviously Young and the Restless. I do watch Young and the Restless. I just haven't been reviewing it lately. There's just so many angry Young and the Restless fans that I'm almost afraid to do a show for you guys because you're just so bitter. I'm just kidding. I completely understand. I've been that bitter broad before. Don't feel bad. So be sure to follow me on Twitter, and I will follow you back. 3B Soap Reviews. Courtney Truett TV on YouTube. Haven't done anything on there in a while. I said that every single show because I don't want you to go on there and say, this broad doesn't do anything. Well, it's kind of a side thing. That's where it started. That's where I got discovered. Yeah, I still have a lot of fun with the YouTube thing, and we've been talking about all kinds of things to do with that. So subscribe to Courtney Truett TV and follow on Twitter. And find me on Facebook and text me and call me. Don't even care. Let's do DFS and go get a sandwich. So I love you guys, and I will see you next Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And put this phone number in your phone, 646-929-1538. That's our permanent guest call-in number. So anytime that our show comes up, just hit dial anytime that you want to. So I love you guys, and I'll see you next Sunday. Bye.